It's Tuesday, April 28th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The city of Fort Wayne released official numbers from its Emergency Winter Contingency Shelter programs Monday. A federal grand jury indicted 8 people last week for operating an illegal casino in Fort Wayne. And new restrictions for the federal food assistance program known as SNAP went into effect in Indiana this year. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The city of Fort Wayne released official numbers from its Emergency Winter Contingency Shelter programs Monday. The effort provided 4,055 shelter nights for people with no housing. It was in effect from December 1st through March 31st. This was the first year that there was a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week shelter for single women and families with children through the Salvation Army's North Clinton Street facility. That shelter provided temporary housing, showers, and meals for 183 women, 18 men, and 47 children. Fort Wayne's Homeless Services Manager Amanda Fall said that the numbers showed the urgent need for a permanent 24/7 low-barrier shelter. Funding was provided by the Office of Housing and Neighborhood Services and the Rescue Mission. Other organizations provided daytime warming centers during the winter. A federal grand jury indicted 8 people last week for operating an illegal casino in Fort Wayne. According to court documents, the men are charged with one count of running an illegal gambling business from roughly April of 2021 to September of 2024. The indictment lists Rodney Naylor, Bruce Naylor, Che David Naylor, Joanna Davis Parker, Michael Carter, Douglas McKinney, Christian Naylor, and Paul Rowan as defendants. They worked in connection with the Fort Wayne Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks Lodge 155. The organization had a charity gaming license that allowed for 3 days per calendar week of gambling. But the indictment accuses the men of running a professional casino operation that illegally paid its workers, failed to donate enough of its net profits, and to follow state and federal tax laws. They are also accused of deceiving the city of Fort Wayne about the business to obtain a zoning variance. They also allegedly operated the casino for about 10 months after the charity license was suspended by the state. To read a copy of the indictment, visit wboi.org/news. New restrictions for the federal food assistance program known as SNAP went into effect in Indiana this year, including a ban on buying sugary drinks and candy. But as WFYI's Farah Anderson reports, researchers say other restrictions are impacting who can access those benefits in the first place.
Indiana is one of dozens of states with rules that can limit SNAP access for people on probation. The state also has one of the highest numbers of people on probation in the country. An analysis from the Prison Policy Initiative this year finds that 39 states restrict benefits based on probation violations or require disclosures that can discourage people from applying. That's despite the high need. About 20% of formerly incarcerated people report experiencing food insecurity, roughly double the general population. Researchers say limiting access to food assistance can make reentry even more difficult and increase recidivism. I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
Some Union NIPSCO workers have agreed to a new contract, letting them return to work. But WVPE's Michael Gallenberger reports the lockout continues for others.
NIPSCO says the United Steelworkers Unit, representing physical workers, has ratified its agreement, and those employees will return to work starting Tuesday. But the clerical bargaining unit did not ratify its agreement. Those workers will remain locked out. The lockout began April 2nd after negotiations stalled. Union leaders said sticking points had included the use of outside contractors and mandatory overtime. On its website, NIPSCO says it continues to safely and reliably serve customers under active service continuity plans. I'm Michael Gallenberger in Elkhart.
NIPSCO has been a financial supporter of WBOI. More news in a moment. Claim your favorite songs and relive past playlists from your favorite WBOI music shows anytime. WBOI.org has each music show's playlist along with information about your favorite hosts. There you'll also find details on sharing your favorite tracks for air. Enjoy WBOI music anytime on your time at WBOI.org/music. Here's what to know for today. The Fort Wayne Philharmonic officially returned to downtown with Friday's grand opening of the new Philharmonic Center. Indiana environmental groups say a rule change from the Trump administration would gut existing cleanup rules for the state's coal ash dump sites, placing millions of people's drinking water at risk. And Indiana is seeking the return of nearly $200 million Medicaid paid for in-home care for residents. That's Who and What for Tuesday, April 28th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.